A Tale of the Stupid.
Tales of the Stupid, yes.
Now, unfortunately, Mayhem left, which would have been the first three-point... Actually, would have been the first three-point...
Yeah, three-point perspective.
A Tale of the Stupid.
Wow. That's you.
What about muting your phones here, Jack?
No, that was the vibrate.
That was the vibrate.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Is that my phone vibrates so loud? It wasn't mine, but yeah. I turned the vibrate off.
Wow.
Tickle me, Nokia.
Yeah.
No wonder it looks so happy every time he gets a call.
Yeah.
Somebody loves me in the way I like.
Now, Cave Troll has said we've never told the story, which I find funny because I'm certain we told it. But so if we have, I apologize. But okay. Now, this is going back...
I don't think we've told it from start to finish.
Okay, we might have mentioned a bit of this.
Yeah.
Okay. This is almost 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Myself... Cave Troll was, I think, someplace else, but...
I came in halfway through.
Yes. I was working at the Denny's. To give you an idea, yes, the Shark Club in Langley is so bad that from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock... The Denny's required two security guards to try to handle it. On average, we threw 3 to 4 people out a night on a Friday
physically.
And Saturday. Physically. Had to pick them up and throw them out on a Friday and Saturday. We had so many other problems that it just... I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the shit that went down there. But
the reason they hired us is a waitress got hit in the face with a flying plate.
Oh my holy.
So, one night, I'm in there. Now, they have gotten this 16-year-old girl as a hostess, which I think for the late-night shift on a Friday or Saturday was the stupidest fucking thing you could do. Now, this girl shows up wearing a skirt and a short skirt. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking. Well, she was 16.
She was thinking tips.
Yeah, maybe. Anyhow.
Wrong kind of tips, honey.
Do you even get tips as a hostess?
No.
No, yeah.
I walked in. I had been there maybe 5 minutes when the girl comes up to me and starts crying.
Okay.
She won't tell me why, because she can't, because she's so embarrassed and so kind of thing. She has just been sexually assaulted from the technical point of view. This drunken idiot shoved his hand up her skirt. Yes, all the way to there.
Fuck.
So I finally... one of the other waitresses gets it out of her. And I snap. I did not even attempt to try to handle it with any type of decorum or diplomacy, which is what I normally do. Mm-hmm. I walked up to the individual. I asked him very plainly, "Did you just grab one of the waitresses?" And he goes, "What about it?" And I don't know if that was what completely set me off or what. Grabbed him by the throat. I lifted him up off the ground and I started to walk him out. I was going to carry him out by the fucking throat.
Mm-hmm.
I did not pay attention to my surroundings. Once again, when I get hurt, it's because I'm not paying attention to my surroundings. His two friends got up from the table and rushed me.
Mm-hmm.
Hard enough, they slammed into me. Four of us now went down and actually tore one of the chairs that are cemented in the front at the bar out of the floor. Okay. So, I go down, and to add insult to injury, my pants fell. Because, you know, this God's got to basically have a sense of humor about this. So I pull up my pants, stand back up, jump back up, grab this guy by the throat. Now, at this point, I have no other direction than I am going to tear his fucking throat out and carry him outside.
Yeah, no, he's decided that the other two don't matter, that he's going to concentrate on one fellow. He can be carried out, and the other two will just follow him out as he carries this one fellow.
So, I literally continued to walk. I got about another 6 feet with both of these guys on my back, punching and slamming into me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see it in the videotape. I'm like literally standing there where this one guy is beating on the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't notice it because I have this one guy by the throat. So at that point, that's when Cave Troll comes running in. Because somebody, I don't know, did somebody call you?
No, I had finished closing up because we were still working in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some problems over at the bar, so I was late to come help you work the Denny's. So I come in about 10 minutes late for the shift, and I see... By then, there's only one guy that you have a hold of.
Yeah, that was the only guy that I had to
try to. No, but the other two have stopped hitting you. They're just standing there watching you yell at this guy.
No, I'm not yelling. I was walking him out still.
Well, no, at that point, you were just standing there with these other two guys standing next to you.
Uh-huh.
And all I remember is you holding up your hand.
Yeah.
And you're bleeding from the hand.
No, that was from my face, but yeah.
Okay, but I saw blood.
Yeah.
And you went... and you pointed at a guy.
Yeah.
And I walked up and I went, what happened? And you said, they attacked me. Or you said something about they jumped you.
Yeah.
And the one of the three guys turns to me and goes, what the fuck are you going to do about it? And all I remember... I don't remember much of what happened because the guy went to shove my right shoulder. I moved my right shoulder backwards as my left shoulder went forward. I grabbed his airway. Okay, yep. It's the best way to describe it. I Vader pinched him so that my fingers and my thumb touched behind his windpipe.
You could feel the pressure behind his windpipe.
Okay, I encircled his windpipe and my fingers touched behind his windpipe. I then turned him around by his neck so that my palm of my hand was facing me. I then basically bent him over the planter in the center of the Denny's so that his back was turned towards me. And I had him by the front of the throat and I physically pulled him till he was bent over the planter by his throat, by his windpipe. I then started monkey hammering the back of his head with my right hand about 6 or 7 times. Okay? Now, this is what at this point, I came back to consciousness. Okay, I literally don't remember doing this, but I've seen the video. Okay? And so I'm hammer punching the back of his head while Vader pinching the front of his throat. And I remember coming back to myself, hearing this lady going, oh my God! Oh my God, you're killing him! You're killing him! She's screaming, literally screaming murder.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've hit him so hard, he's gone halfway over the planter.
And he's half on.
And he's hanging over her table. And she stood up and she's screaming that I'm killing this guy. Okay. Now, I remember letting go of him, turning around, and his buddy puts both hands up in the air and goes, I don't have a problem.
The whole time this is going on, the guy that I first grabbed a hold of, I've still got a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
So when was doing this, I don't know if I got shoved or what, but the guy managed to, I was facing him. So he was always facing me and I was trying to walk him backwards.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around to try to get away and I'm still not letting go of his throat. He bit a chunk out of the palm of my hand.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just the crook of my finger.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the scar to this day.
Huh. That's lovely.
So, at that point, I let go of him because that fucking hurt. He ran outside, picked up the guy and threw him out. Cave Troll picked up the guy and threw out the cave.
And the funny part is that third guy talking to me like he was my best friend.
Yeah, trying to just calm the
situation. He's like, hey, guy. You know, let me just grab him. We'll get out of here. Yeah, no, yeah. We're so sorry about this. And, you know, blah, like, used car salesman level douchebaggery. And the strange thing is that when I snapped out of beating the guy, I snapped back all the way over to the other side. So I'm actually acting reasonable. And I'm like, yeah, no, I can understand that you guys fucked up. Yeah. Yeah, perhaps it would be best if you leave now. And I start talking in this, like, uber emotionless, rational voice. And I think that scared the shit out of them more than anything else. It's because I'm like, you should probably pick up your friend and leave now.
So the guy who bit me took off and broke and ran. The guy who had knocked unconscious got grabbed by his buddy and he took off.
He regained consciousness as soon as he hit the floor.
Now, the stupid part is he comes back in. The guy that... choked actually come. Sorry, that cave troll choked. You're
That's gonna have to 3 and 5 minutes, Dak.
5? I am so sorry. Choked. Came back in. At this point, Mr. Safeword, who is not here this evening, and Mayhem come running in. Now, I am fucked up. Malcontent, are you okay?
Yeah. Okay.
It sounded like you collapsed over there.
We thought our story was going too long. You fell asleep on the keyboard.
I have a split lip. I'm bleeding profusely from it. I have a bloody nose. My ear is bleeding. And I have blood literally pouring out of the palm of my hand. So they're calling an ambulance.
And both my hands are covered in blood up to my elbows.
Yeah, from this guy's face. So the waitresses there call an ambulance for me because they're flipping out because there's just blood pouring down my face. Ambulance gets there. I'm like, I don't need to go. I can actually get in a car and drive. I do not need an ambulance. And they're like, well, your heart rate is 198, and that's not right. And I'm like, I'm suffering from a lot of adrenaline right now. I've just been very, very angry. I've been in a fight. I'm perfectly rational. And actually, this is the way I go after a fight. I get really
They calm. told me my blood pressure was too low.
Yeah. His goes low. I go very, very calm.
My heart actually slows down.
No, my heart does speed up, but the thing is my perspective and everything else slows down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's all calm. It's all cool. So they take me to the hospital. And there's an addendum to this story, which I love. By the way, I forgot the other part. So as we're waiting for the ambulance to get
here, he comes back in.
Yeah, the idiot comes back in. Now, there's debris everywhere. Their jackets, their stuff. So he's grabbing up their stuff to go. And he picks up my phone that was on the floor and tried to walk out with it. If it had not been for Mr. Safeword trying to phone me because I said my phone was missing, this fucker would have walked off with my phone.
He didn't make it.
No, he didn't.
He decided to give me the phone.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually, no, it was, seriously, it was Safeword.
Yeah, it was Safeword, yeah.
Safeword and Mayhem, which were, give me the fucking phone now or you die.
And I think after his experience, he believed
like
them.
What?
I think after the recent experience, he believed them.
Yes, yeah. He did. So he hands over the phone. He walks out right into the arms of the cops.
Now, to everyone out there, okay, hearing this, it sounds like we overreacted a little bit. However, you have to understand that when I walked in, I saw three guys beating on my partner, and then one of them attacked me. Now, that's still 3-on-2. Okay, so I reacted the way I was trained to react, in which case I put down one guy as quickly and brutally as possible so that the second guy can be handled.
I should have started punching, actually. When I got jumped by three guys, I should have actually started throwing punches and kicks. I didn't because...
No, we're trained not to.
I'll be completely honest. There was no thought. I was actually pretty stunned when I hit the chairs. But when I got backed up, pulled up my pants, which fucking embarrassed me.
I remember you saying, I just wanted him to leave.
Yes. I wanted...
Because you were so dazed on adrenaline, the only thing that came out of your mouth was, I just wanted to get him out. And I'm like, okay, Dak, well, he's gone. You got him out. And I'm like, I just wanted him to leave. I was just going to carry him outside. I don't know why he wouldn't leave. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay, Dak. It's all right. He's gone.
I was going to put him outside, but I was going to keep his throat.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding on that, by the way.
I wouldn't be surprised after what he did to that girl. And was the girl okay? Did they get him for that?
Oh, no, they didn't charge him. What the fuck? Yes, the cops did not take that into account. Nothing was done by the police that night.
They called it a mutual combat situation. So they called it that it was just a fight between us and them. It was just mutual combat.
I went to the hospital. Bullshit. And by the way, here's the addendum to the story. So, because I've had a chunk bitten out of my hand, I have to get two shots of gamma globulin. That's to make sure I don't come down with hepatitis.
Because the human mouth is dirtier than any other animal besides a Komodo dragon on Earth.
So, to make sure I don't get hepatitis, the nurse gives me the maximum dosage. One in each cheek. You can laugh about that all you want. Except for when she hit the left cheek, she nicked my sciatic nerve.
Oh, fuck now.
So, all the back problems I've had for the last 5 years, ta-da! And because the cops didn't get their names and didn't bother to charge them, I can't bring lawsuit against anyone. Because they can't, the hospital says, well, you can't prove it didn't happen in the fight.
What the fuck are we coming to? This is the same shit that I always bitch about.
That's okay. To this day, I swear to God. The guy wakes up every morning, goes to shave, and sees my fingerprints on his windpipe.
There's one consolation.
Yeah, so that's... And by the way, if you're wondering where the true stupid is in all of this story, because this sounds like a fight story, the stupid is that 5 years ago this happens and I'm still doing this job. You can laugh at me and think I'm not being funny about this one. But seriously, that's the stupid part. Why the fuck I've continued to do this job proves that there
Why we do the job? Because even in that situation, we actually fixed something.
Yeah.
We did. As much as it took a toll on us.
To us for long enough, has got to have figured out by now that you seem to attract these people. You could be like a barista at Starbucks, yes, and you will still have fight stories.
What's that line you use, cave trolls? They come to me to die.
Yes. I don't know why, but they all come to me to die.
So anyone else got any stupid stories?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Fire away, honey.
Okay, so we just got a new vehicle.
Yes.
I've been borrowing my mom's car. I shouldn't say borrowing. We've been kind of trading back and forth because my mom's a single mom. And
tag!
Yeah, you know, okay, I need it now, I need it now. Okay, whatever. We kind of split the money on it. And it's been working out very well. Well, now we've moved. Mom has moved. She's further away. I've got to go to work. She's got to go to school. Okay, time for me to get my own vehicle. So I'm looking around at, you know, the lower end of the scale because I can't afford anything fancy right now. And we come across this $1,300 Ford Explorer, 92, four-wheel drive, automatic. Okay, because Mayhem can't drive stick. I go and take a look at it, and it seems pretty decent.
Mayhem has no ability to handle the stick?
I handle his stick for him.
She does all the stick handling in the relationship.
Well, at least there's a happy ending.
You're waiting for that, weren't you? Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So it turns out that, you know, I find the listing on Craigslist when I'm looking for this truck at Mayhem's parents' place, mm-hmm, out in the rural fields back wherever. This guy happens to be 10 blocks away. So I go over there, I take a look at the truck, and I say, I'm really interested. I'm just going to take it for a test drive. I'm going to go pull it into the garage for a few minutes and see what I think. Now, I guess maybe because I was trying to make a good impression on Mayhem's parents to let them know it's okay, because Mayhem doesn't really know much about cars. He's not really interested in them. He hasn't really driven much. He's just whatever. It's four wheels and an engine. I'm more the type to, say, buy a wrecked car, rebuild it with a bigger motor, and take it to the racetrack kind of girl. So when I looked at this Explorer, I'm like, okay, where's the dollar? I'm going to get underneath it. And I'm looking around. Oh, yeah, the brake lines are good. You know, the exhaust is a little bit rusty, but it's solid. You know, there's some rust along the body seams here. But it's like, oh, he's done some of his own wiring, but it's working good. I can fix that. I can fix this. Yeah, it's not that bad. He says it's air cared. I pull out the paperwork because one of the tricks, and you listeners at home, check this out for yourself. If you ever want to buy a vehicle in BC, you can look up a vehicle on the air care website by the VIN number or by the registration. So if anyone ever tries to tell you, oh, it's only got 150,000 on it, and you're kind of wondering, you can not only see the records of whether or not this vehicle has passed or failed in its history, but you can also see the odometer reading. So, you know, your ass is covered. But I go to look it up, and it actually says expired. But he told me it was air cared. So, you know, whatever. And I'm looking around the truck. I like it, you know. Okay, I'm going to call him and see what the deal is. So, buddy, the air care is not valid, according to the air care website. He goes, well, no, it's valid. And I said, well, according to AirCare, it's not valid. According to AirCare, it expired in January. He goes, but I insured it in December, so it's still good for a year. No, it says right on your paperwork it expires in January. Now, keep in mind, in BC, if your vehicle is not AirCare, you cannot insure it for more than 3 months. And once that 3 months is up, that's basically your grace period for repairing a vehicle. After that, day permits are nothing. And day permits, oh my God, are they expensive.
It's $100 and something a day or something like that?
Oh, no, right now it's like that, 40.
40? Okay, I heard it gone up to 100 or something. Or maybe that was just one guy's vehicle or something.
Oh, maybe, I don't know. Like, because the one that we got. Anyways, so I tell him, look, I like the truck, but I won't buy it unless it's air cared. He goes, oh, well, what do you want to do? Oh, well, obviously, I want you to take it through air care. You know, it's a simple test. It costs you about $20. Go and get the air care taken care of. He goes, oh, well, I guess I better put the muffler back on. And I just kind of, what? There's no muffler on the truck? Because I've just spent half an hour going around this vehicle in front of Mayhem's parents going, it's got this, and it's got that, and everything's totally kosher. It's you totally...
have a muffler.
So now I'm feeling like an absolute tool. And I get off the phone with him, and I look at Mayhem's mother. And I explain to her what has just transpired, and she goes, oh, that's okay, honey. I thought it was quiet, too. So now they're pandering to me, and I feel absolutely awful. So I go to drive this vehicle back to this guy, because now I've had it for about an hour of my 10-minute test drive. And I bring it back to him, and I say, look, I like the truck. It's a good truck. It's worth what you're asking for it. If you can get it through air care, I will buy it.
By the way, did you call him back? Okay, let's finish the story. I'll shut up now.
So, and I'm getting kind of excited about it because I'm a girl that likes to go four buying and camping and, you know, it's got big tires and it's kind of cool. Yeah, okay, it's not that fuel efficient, but it's a good price.
What is it with you girls? It's all about the tires.
Oh. I get excited when I see big rubber coming my way.
Wow.
I'm with you on that one.
And I even come up with a name for this truck in my
you
spare
named
time.
It?
I named it Cookie Monster because it was big and blue. And it would eat up a lot of gas.
G is for gas. That's good enough for me. Wow, I do that really well.
So he pulls out this, I drop it off, and he goes, well, I was wondering why it was making such a funny noise, so I just cut the muffler off. I didn't think it was a big deal. And he pulls it out of his garage, and he shows it to me, and it's Swiss cheese. He's like, I'll just weld it back on. It'll be fine. And I'm like, no, you're not. Mm. You know, you can...
I managed to go an entire show without facepalming. Oh, good lord.
I'll just weld it back on. Yeah. So now I'm trying to explain to this dude who's a little bit older than me and owns a very big truck who should know this. Yeah, there is such a thing as muffler tape. Go get it at Canadian Tire. I don't care what you do. Just get it done. So, anyways, day goes by. And Mayhem's parents had decided... They agreed that I knew enough about trucks to get by, and they're happy that this was worth what I was going to pay for it, but they would much rather pay for something else. Because this was just going to be a nightmare on wheels.
Did you call the guy back and let him know that you're...
After texting him the entire night before, giggling about the truck and all of its little quirks and how I was going to name it Cookie Monster, and his mom thought that was absolutely hilarious, and his whole family was so excited that they were going to sell it to me and nobody else. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't do it. And of course the response is, but I just bought a new muffler. No, don't do it. I'm feeling like an absolute ass. So the only thing I could think to tell him was, well, my family decided to buy me a brand new car. I hope you can understand. Of course, which isn't true, but I felt like that much of an ass.
Yeah.
So yeah, but no, we ended up getting a really nice vehicle and, you know, test drove it around a lot. Didn't really have anywhere to check it out, but it ran solid, really quiet. Everything checked out, got a full warranty
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's got a muffler.
The moral of this story.
No, it's not done yet. Oh. Okay. It has a muffler. But guess what comes before the muffler? That intermediate pipe?
Yeah.
Big fucking hole. Drove it home after just signing all the paperwork, and you know how everything sounds a little bit different when you're driving next to, say, a barrier. My Suzuki Grand Vitara is a steam engine. So in the end, after paying an extra $4,000, I still have a vehicle with shitty exhaust.
Buyer beware, I believe, was the moral I was actually going to bring up.
No, well, I think the point is, who's more stupid, him or me? But no, it's a great vehicle. I'm very glad we have it. It's going to work great for the next
year. No matter what you do, it's all about gas, exhaust, and a hole in the end for you.
Hey, to each their own.
PVM, you got anything for us?
No, it pretty much speaks for itself.
Hey, Malcontent, you got something quick?
No, I don't. I'm actually thinking about something, but it's a story I wanted to save for Halloween anyway.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not really sure how our time delay is, whether this is actually going to be airing on Halloween.
This will be airing in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's this would have to wait.
It'll be the next show that we record or the show after.
Yeah, by the way, from now on, expect the Uncle Dax show every 2 weeks. So that means that you have 2 weeks to listen to the show on Tuesday night, or you can reach us anytime on the archive, which there is now an archive. There is
an archive, and we're also posting those links on the forum at theuncledaxshow.com, which everyone hit that up because Fat Ninja is like taking over the thing and he needs some
him and Destined.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they post more often than we do.
I
combined.
Know.
I don't
which
have,
is awesome. We need more posters.
I don't have time to get to a computer to actually write, and unfortunately even more of my time is going to disappear because...
That's okay. We're writing about you.
That's okay.
Yes.
I just purchased Fallout 3 New Vegas.
That's a valid excuse.
So... Bye, all. Bye.
Well, that game won't take over your life because it crashes so often.
Mine hasn't crashed at all. I played it for 8 hours yesterday, and it didn't crash.
Well, you got the PC version, don't you?
Yes.
See, I have the PlayStation version, and the PlayStation version of both of these games has a built-in make sure the player doesn't piss away his life system. It's called the Game Freezes. And you haven't saved in a while, and you don't feel like doing it all over again, so you put the game down.
I save every 5 minutes. I'm serious. Every time I have a fight or something, I always just hit the autosave. Mm. If you don't, you're a sucker.
Do you have a story? I never think about saving. I'm too busy dancing to the 50s music.
I love that. I actually do. They've got a whole bunch of, like, you know, it was Frank Sinatra.
And, no, it's the Southwestern theme in Fallout Vegas.
Yeah, I know. But they had was it Dean Martin? Ain't That a Kick to the Head? And,
yeah.
Couple of other one by Blue Moon, sung by Frank Sinatra, and it was a couple of others.
Every time I hear Blue Moon, all I can think about is Grease.
Blue Moon wasn't in Grease.
Yeah, Blue Moon when they all pulled down their pants on live television.
Yes, okay, a Blue Moon. Yeah. That's right. Okay, yeah. I'm so sorry I forgot that, and thank you for reminding me.
I'm a Grease fanatic. What can I say? But yes, back to the website.
There's therapy for that.
Back to the website?
Yeah, we've got like almost 30 members now, and we've got like the two of them posting all over everything, and the other's kind of sitting there watching and giggling.
Yeah, well, you're going to get a lot of... trolls have changed their name. Now, trolls now are basically assholes. When they first started, trolls were like just people who didn't do anything. They just sat there and like were... like rocks, you know, they just kind of listen to everything. Now trolls are common, you know, they make trolls is now a bad thing compared to what it used to be. So if I'm calling you a troll, I'm not meaning that. It just means you're just somebody who kind of sits under a bridge and doesn't move.
But the website is coming along, so we are going to be getting server space soon, I believe. But for now, what's happening is the forums are hosting all the links to all the episodes. So as the episodes come off of Rant Radio, we will be posting all the links to the past episodes in the forum. Once the website is up, we are going to be having direct links. So
yeah,
we
have the first 12 up there. The 13 one should be added soon.
Very soon, yeah.
Yes, I have a bunch of other episodes.
And bonus material coming at you.
Yeah, there's soon there will be bonus material, right? Ref? That's you. Yes. You're in the corner.
Just send it to me and I'll
with the deer in the headlights look.
Bonus material is supposed to sound like
no,
crap.
No, we need to listen to it first and see what...
Yes, yes. Yes, it must be observed and monitored.
And operationally controlled.
Operationally controlled, yes. For the betterment of mankind.
And the hustlers.
By mankind, I mean us. Okay.
Well, that's it. This was a kind of a fucked up show. We had a lot of people that canceled at the last minute.
I know Captain Longbeard was extremely hungover.
Okay, is that what that was all about? Because he was like, I can't wait to come.
And then he got completely wasted and called us last night going, I'm completely wasted.
Gee, who didn't see that coming?
Someone brought out the rum.
And then there's a little bit of Captain in all of us.
I don't know. Ew. Mayhem may take exception to that of me. Just the tip.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it sounds like he took on an entire boarding party.
Shazam!
I miss him.
Oh, he'll be back.
No, he keeps moving. I mean, I miss him.
He just stands still for 3 seconds.
Get a bee. You know?
And remember, somebody please send him some hate mail or something and go F yourself 69 style.
I'm serious. I'm thinking about creating a false email address so I can just
direct it
to him to make him feel better, because he is bitching to me and whining. What are you doing over there?
You malcontent.
Yep.
Are you typing?
Yeah.
Because we can hear it.
It sounds like you're writing your memoirs.
This shouldn't be the Uncle Dak show. It should be the 6 people yelling constantly at malcontent over Skype. We can hear your video game. We can hear you clicking. Do you fall out of your chair? What are you doing?
Porn will go away. Will not go away. It will be there when you're done.
Server will provide.
All right, everybody. You have a good night. Have a good week. Don't do nobody I wouldn't do at least twice.
Wah, wah.